Hey, mic check, 1, 2, 1, 2. Welcome to Adrienne's Playlist of Conversations, music episode of the week. I am so excited to share this conversation and this playlist. This week's conversation is with Amira and Will as we discussed our first loves. And so in this conversation you're going to hear right now, I had asked Amira and Will to bring in songs that connected them to their first love, to the concept of love, the concept of heartache, whatever, in a playlist that I am calling Let's Talk About Love. I know that was a title of a Celine Dion album, which is fan-fucking-tastic. But yes, the playlist is called Let's Talk About Love. I'm just going to warn you now that normally I ask people to bring like 3 to 5 songs. There are so many great songs that connect us to love that we had brought our original songs and then we start talking about honorable mentions. So this is a longer episode than usual. I'm sure you can guess some of the songs that appear on this playlist. So just kick back, settle in, and I'm going to pull the tape and listen to this fun and funny conversation with Amira and Will. And I will check back to see if any of the songs overlapped with you.
Three songs immediately came to my mind, and they were end of relationship songs, not the songs that I listened to and felt about while I was in my relationship. But those three songs were Michelle and Degeocello, Fool of Me, which is a sad song, and it made me, every time I listened to it, I was like, yeah, this is hitting very deep inside my soul right now. How dare she speak everything in my soul out loud and just touch me like
that? Yeah, it's very Killing Me Softly. Like, I felt, you know, you found my letters and read each one out loud. Yeah.
Right. Song two was No Doubt, Ex-Girlfriend. And the refrain is, I always knew I'd end up your ex-girlfriend. And it was just something fun to sing out loud and hard and just be in my feelings. And the third song was Everything But the Girl, Single. And it's a morose, sad song too. But I can listen to that song still.
I'll share my three. One of them also includes like the honorable mentions, because one thing about like my first love is that that first breakup really makes you hear music a lot differently.
Absolutely.
and that'll be my third song, because it'll tie into like the honorable mentions. But like the first song that came to mind was Lauryn Hill's I Can't Take My Eyes Off of You. I can't think of a more apt song that kind of like captures like kind of like what it's like to like look in the eyes of a person that you love and like just kind of like see everything and feel everything. Right. Just the feel of the song. I think of love. I think about warm weather. It just always takes me back to a place, like, because it was like, I remember like when we first started dating, I used to wear that song out. Another song, Janet Jackson's Because of Love. On the nose, right? But I think also, again, just you think about the chorus, Because of Love, I Know You Better, Because of Love, We Are Together, right? And I do think, you know, as I said earlier, and I stand by it, love isn't everything, but it is a lot. And I do think that, like, if you do, because of it, it actually, you know, encouraged me and gave me kind of, like, the trust to, like, explore other emotions and, like, to actually really get to know somebody better, right? And to like really know what it's like to see somebody as a whole human being in and of themselves and not just like, you know, what they are to you. The last, kind of like taking a sharp turn left, is Brandy's Nothing from the Full Moon album, because I think, just for context.
Because that was your first crush?
Yeah. Well, I mean, so when we broke up, like, and I say this, I was and am to this day a huge Brandy fan.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
I loved the debut album. I loved Never Say Never, but I like completely skipped over Full Moon and went to Aphrodisiac. And so, randomly, like during that time between all those tears, I started listening to that album, and I was like, "Oh, this is honey, this album is a shit, but it's also, this is a lot. And when I got to Nothing, like, and I heard those lyrics and I was like, this is exactly how I feel. I'm going to feel this like very emotional, you know, emo side of myself. I'm just going to ride this wave because like, it's where I'm at right now. And that whole album I just connected with like from start to finish because I understood every single syllable. So yeah, those are my three.
So my three songs before we get to honorable mentions are tied directly to this person. So the first song I'm going to mention is Amel LaRue's Make Me Whole. This song makes me believe in love. It is so beautiful. She wrote the song for her husband. I'm just going to read some of the lyrics. Because your eyes are the windows to heaven, your smile could heal a million souls. Your love completes my existence. You're the other half that makes me whole. You're the only other half that makes me whole. I've never felt incomplete, fractured, or pending when I'm around this person. The next song is, it's actually, he's going to know I'm talking about him. It's Our Song. Years ago in New York, we were eating and we're talking and a song comes over the speaker and it sounded like Laffy Taffy. And we were both like, really? This is what we're doing in Chipotle, Laffy Taffy? But it wasn't. It turned out to be the song called True Affection by the band The Blow. Like when I hear it, I send him a text. When he hears it, wherever he sends me a text, the chorus is, I was out of your league and you were 20,000 underneath the sea, waving affections. You were out of my league at a distance that I didn't want to see, down to the bottom. In one of the verses, it says, your depths made a pressure that punctured my works and all your fluids couldn't tolerate the force of my thirst. I love the place where we shared our tiny grace, but just because it's real, don't mean it's going to work. And I have to recognize and remind myself that just because he and I share this love, but that doesn't mean that that particular love, it's meant to go any further than that. And so that is a song I definitely highly recommend. You hear the song, you will understand why we thought it was Laffy Taffy. And then the third song is a song that means so much to me. I performed the song at the Apollo. This song makes me cry. It's Ready for Love by India Arie. And for those who haven't heard it, it starts, I'm ready for love. Why are you hiding from me? I'd quickly give my freedom to be held in your captivity. I'm ready for love, all of the joy and the pain, and all the time that it takes just to stay in your good grace. Lately, I've been thinking, maybe you're not ready for me. Maybe you think I need to learn maturity. They say, watch what you ask for, because you might receive. But if you ask me tomorrow, I'll say the same thing. I am ready for love. Would you please lend me your ear? I promise I won't complain. I just need you to acknowledge I am here. I used to sing that because I used to feel like I was ready for love. And I'm at the point now, it's like I am okay for love, but I can't take another heartbreak. I'm too fragile at this point. So I'm going to stay away from it, keep my distance. So what are our honorable mentions?
I will share Happier Times, the song set. Make me think of this gentleman. He used to sing Brown Skin Lady by Black Star. He'd sing the chorus. The other two, Toni Braxton, How Many Ways. I just really liked the song. And in my journals, I have on the top of a page two songs that I had written down. And one of them was Toni Braxton, How Many Ways. And the other was Natalie Cole, This Will Be.
This will be an everlasting love. This will be. Yes.
Because clearly it was a good day. And that day was Thursday, November 1st, 2000.
You have any honorable mentions, William?
I have many.
He is ready. No, he was like, I was just waiting for you to ask.
Honestly, like, the three songs that I said before were like the very first among the first that came to mind. And then like I started like revising that list. But I was like, oh, wait, what about this? What about this? What about this? So I will share a few.
Okay.
The first being Vivian Greene's Ain't Nothing But Love from her debut album. Because
that album is everything. Emotional roller coaster, sitting on the phone, everything. That album is...
to finish.
Start to finish. Whew, Vivian.
But Ain't Nothing But Love in particular, it has struck with me through all of these years. I think it's particularly because of the bridge where she's like, and the sound of your voice sends chills down my spine. You know, like, will you just throw me when you love me every night? You know, like, it actually makes me think about like with my first like love, like our first kiss. And it was just electric. I'm like, oof. Perf. If you know, you know. But like,
I don't know.
Another song that I just wore out. Like, I still had like the CD even, I think, and I just wore it out. The second song, when I think about love, I think about the late 90s, early to mid 2000s. The second song being 143 by Music off of his first album. Yes, Amir shaking her head, like, I know exactly what that is. From the beginning, it's like, how many times have I called you while you were working? Again, those everyday moments, you know, right? Like about like just like loving a person and like being like enamored with them. The third, once again, from Brandy, Have You Ever? That one person that's just like everything, do or die. This is it. This is that person. I love that song. And I think it's often like one of those songs that like I think about definitely when I think about love. And like, I would say in some ways kind of was a song that I went back to like every now and then when I thought about that relationship. And even when I was in it, it was definitely on like one of many playlists.
So I want to just quickly say some honorable mentions. Beautiful, also on NDIRE's first album. I remember having a date with this guy that I still talk to, walking around the reservoir in Central Park and singing that to him. Then I'm going to choose Please Help Me, I'm Falling in Love with You, Puff Johnson's version. Y'all remember it's an old country song like, please help me, I'm falling in love with you. But the way she sings it, it's like, please help me, I'm falling in love with you. She is in a relationship. So she's like, I'm falling in love with you. It's like, stay awake because I'm in a relationship and this is not. Like, I can't do this. And I was always hoping that he would, like, sing that song to me.
Can I share one more honorable mention?
Yeah, when I'm done. So then we have... so then we have Ordinary People by John Legend, because it does talk about, like, the ups and downs and we're just ordinary people. And I'm also going to say Tell Me Goodbye by Betty Swan. That's a great song. I want everyone to listen to it. Just Tell Me Goodbye, Betty Swan, B-E-T-T-Y-E. And then another song is My First Love, Avant, featuring Kiki Wyatt. I just remember my freshman year in college, a good friend of mine, Leah, at the time, she loved Avant. She loved that song. She wore that song out. I mean, Kiki Wyatt sings her ass off. So when I think about like just first loves, that song comes to mind. So William, I think you have more songs to add to the list.
I'm just gonna add one.
And Amir does well because she definitely unmuted herself. She's like, I am ready.
I was just here to prepare so I could not just participate.
So the only song that I will add, I think you've mentioned a few NDIRE songs, and then like immediately Beautiful Surprise popped up as another song, was in rotation a lot. So I remember like with my first being kind of like, child, I don't know if this is gonna work. I remember saying to myself then, I don't know what kind of foresight I had. I was like, either this is gonna last for a lifetime or this will change my life, like in a good way. Like it won't last, but it'll be like one of the most important relationships that I'll have. You know, there's a line in the song where she's like, whatever you came to teach me, I am here to learn because I believe that we are written in stars. I don't know what the future holds, but I've been here in the moment. I thank you for the man who you are. I remember listening to those lyrics then and being like, you know, yeah, I don't know what's gonna happen here.
I'll add one more because it was
I remember this evening, we were in his dorm room. His roommate wasn't in town. Duke Ellington and John Coltrane in a sentimental mood. And it's just a beautiful jazz piece. And I just remember sitting there in the dark, listening to it with him and just being all in my feelings. And just give it a listen.
All right, so there you have it. Those were the many songs that Amira, Will, and I brought to the conversation. And just to repeat some of the songs, we have Ex-Girlfriend by No Doubt, Can't Take My Eyes Off of You by Lauryn Hill, Because of Love, Janet Jackson, Nothing by Brandy, Brown Skin Lady, Black Star, How Many Ways, Toni Braxton, This Will Be, Natalie Cole, Ain't Nothing But Love, Vivian Green, Tell Me Goodbye, Betty Swan, Beautiful, India Ari, Please Help Me, I'm Falling, Puff Johnson's version, 143, Music, Ordinary People, John Legend, Have You Ever, Brandy, My First Love, Avant featuring Kiki Wyatt, In a Sentimental Mood, Duke Ellington, and John Coltrane. Those are just to name a few. I know that was a lot, and I hope that you were able to get all of them. So, were there any overlaps? What songs would you have put on your list? This list is now available on Spotify and Tidal by clicking the link in the episode description. If you have any suggestions, feel free to leave comments on Instagram and Twitter. Instagram is Adrienne's Playlist Podcast. Twitter, I think, is Adrienne's Playlist. I have to go back and check. I don't know. I should know. I want to again thank my conversationalists, Amira and William, for sharing the songs that connect them. Definitely will be continuing to listen to that today and for a while because I really just need to stay uplifted and rooted in love. And I want to thank all of the musicians and artists for providing the inspiration for these songs and providing the soundtrack to love and heartbreak. Without you, the world would be that much more silent. So until next time, find your rhythm. Adrienne's Playlist of Conversations is executive produced and edited by Johnny Ray Cornegay III and me, Adrienne Austin. Logo and design done by LaToya LaFleur. Please make sure you follow all social medias. Adrienne's Playlist of Conversations can be found on Instagram and on Twitter, both at Adrienne's Playlist Podcast. Again, that is at Adrienne's Playlist Podcast. Also, make sure you subscribe to Adrienne's Playlist of Conversations podcast wherever you listen to your podcast and leave a rating and a review. The default is currently 5 stars, so let's just go with that, okay? We'll love to hear your comments and hear your feedback. Until next time, be safe.